With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. The severe drought category in Iowa now covers over 47% of the state, up from last week's 30%. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor report also shows a slight increase in the coverage area for extreme drought in Iowa by almost 1% to 25.51%. In the broadcast area, the eastern one half of Grundy, most of Butler and Franklin, the east one half of Wright, all of Floyd and Cerro Gordo, and eastern Hancock County are all listed in an extreme drought this week. The rest of the local area has moderate to severe drought conditions. Wednesday night, 43-year-old Kyle Lou Ricky was arrested following a nearly four-hour manhunt that involved law enforcement agencies from Iowa and Minnesota. Ricky is alleged to have shot an Algona police officer about 8 p.m. yesterday in the 1100 block of South Minnesota Street. Additional details on what took place and the condition of the officer have not been released. Today, just after 1 a.m., the Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Department received the report of a single vehicle accident in the 1000 block of Cerro Gordo, Maryland Street at Missouri. 29-year-old Jordan Ronald Currier of Missouri was traveling west on Cerro Gordo, Maryland Street when he lost control of his vehicle, causing him to go into the north ditch, striking a utility pole. Airbags did deploy. Currier was treated for minor injuries at the scene and released. He was cited for failing to maintain control. Tuesday night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 48-year-old Angela Glass of Waterloo on a Hardin County warrant for a probation violation from the original charge of a controlled substance violation. The violation she was charged with was originally a Class B felony, but she later changed her plea to guilty for a Class C felony. Glass received a 10-year prison sentence that was suspended and was placed on 5 years of probation, Glass being held at the Hardin County Jail. This week, the Wright County Board of Supervisors approved the bid documents agreement and a letting date to sell a bridge along Buchanan Avenue in Boone Township, north of Goldfield. The bridge, constructed in 1912, was a long-span Warren Truss design, is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, and is available for relocation. Bids are due by 9 a.m. on October the 5th. Are Catholics really Christians? Why don't priests get married? Well, Father Kevin Earlywine, who's with the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Hampton and St. Mary's Catholic Church in Ackley, says these are some of the many questions that will be answered Tuesday during an Ask Me Anything event that will be held at Rustic Brew in Hampton. Now, Earlywine will host the event the first time he's a host of the event in Hampton. He tells Radio On The Go News, the event is a good way to communicate with a broader audience.
So it's a few reasons. One, I just, you know, get a lot of questions from parishioners about different things, and it's an opportunity for them to come and ask questions, but also just an opportunity to try and engage the broader community in having an event in a kind of a public space or neutral space that anyone can come to and just ask various questions about Christianity, about the Bible, about faith, about Catholicism, because also there's just a lot of misconceptions out there about sometimes what people think Christianity is or teaches or believes, and especially Catholic Christianity. There's a lot of misconceptions or a lot of things that people don't understand fully, so it's just trying to engage conversation with the broader community.
Earlywine says there are a variety of questions asked during the events.
Many times there are those questions about the similarities and differences between Catholic Christianity versus other traditions of Christianity, you know, Protestantism, Lutheranism, Methodism, all those other forms. So similarities and differences there is often questions that happen, especially when Christians of other traditions come. That is often some of the questions. So when I've done these events, that's been a common conversation about just the similarities and differences in the different traditions of Christianity.
The Ask Me Anything event will be held Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Rustic Brew in Hampton, and people of all faiths are welcome to attend. The Hampton City Council today will hold a public hearing on the proposed authorization and disbursement agreement by and between the city and the Iowa Finance Authority and the issuance to the Iowa Finance Authority of not to exceed $2 million $350,000 in water revenue capital loan notes. In other business, Bob Veenstra from Veenstra & Kim will discuss alternative equipment proposals for the water treatment plant improvements. The Hampton City Council meets today at 6 p.m. at the council chambers. The Dumont City Council today will discuss spending issues along County Road, I should say speeding issues along County Road T-16, which is located on the north side of the city. In other business, the Dumont City Council will review the cat and dog ordinance and will hold the second reading of an ordinance amending the chapter on junk vehicles. The Dumont City Council meets today, 7 p.m. at the Dumont EMS building. The AGWSR School Board this week approved a resolution requesting modified supplemental amount and supplemental aid from the School Budget Review Committee for the district's special education deficit in the amount of $250,406, or the amount determined by the Iowa Department of Education following an audit review. The AGWSR board also discussed offering an early retirement program for next year with no action taken by the board. Last night, Nicholas Regan was crowned as Iowa Falls Alden Homecoming King, while Olivia French was crowned as IFA Homecoming Queen. An all-school pep rally will be held at the high school gym in Iowa Falls tomorrow from 1:20 to 2 p.m., and the varsity football game is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. against Union of LaPorte City. The Iowa Falls Alden homecoming dance is Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. at the high school student center. A Huey helicopter from the Vietnam era has completed its tour of Ames, Boone, and Carroll areas. Tom Arts is one of the crew members on the helicopter that was restored by a group called Friends of Army Aviation. He says the group of Vietnam, Iraqi, and Afghan vets rebuilt a couple of Huey helicopters to be able to show people a little bit of what the helicopters did in Vietnam. Arts and his fellow volunteers flew Huey flights out of the Ames, Boone, and Carroll airports in the past several days. He says they fly with the doors open, not to scare the passengers who spend $85 on tickets for the ride, but to give them insight into the way the Hueys were used in war. Also, we have that September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And today's guest on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program is Lacey Schmidt-Monson, who is a program therapist with Senior Life Solutions at Franklin General Hospital in Hampton. She will talk about the warning signs of suicide and will discuss suicide prevention. The Radio on the Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays over the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at radioonthego.com. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 75, and the low of 42. For Radio on the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.